Day 21, Sustaining the Prayer Fire. Anchor Scripture, 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 17. Pray without ceasing. In 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 17, Apostle Paul encourages believers to pray without ceasing. This verse reminds us of the importance of maintaining a continual attitude of prayer and nurturing the fire of prayer in our lives. Sustaining the prayer fire involves 1. Consistent communication with God. Praying without ceasing doesn't mean we are constantly uttering words, but rather maintaining an ongoing conversation with God throughout our day. It's an attitude of dependence, acknowledging His presence, and seeking His guidance in every situation. 2. Setting aside dedicated prayer time. Carving out specific times for focused prayers helps us deepen our relationship with God. Whether it's in the morning, during breaks, or before bedtime, these intentional moments create a space for unhindered communion with Him. 3. Incorporating different prayer forms. Exploring various prayer forms such as praise, thanksgiving, intercession, and contemplation can help keep our prayer life vibrant. It adds diversity and freshness to our conversation with God. 4. Seeking accountability and community. Engaging in prayer with fellow believers fosters encouragement and accountability. Participating in prayer groups, sharing prayer requests, and praying together strengthens our faith and sustains the fire of our prayer. Additional scriptural references. Luke 18 verse 1. One day, Jesus told His disciples a story to show that they should always pray and never give up. Jesus teaches the importance of persistence and endurance in prayer. Ephesians 6 verse 18. With all prayer and petition, pray with specific requests at all times, on every occasion and in every season, in the Spirit. And with this in view, stay alert with all perseverance and petition, interceding in prayer for all God's people. We are encouraged to pray on every occasion, staying alert and persevering for others. Sustaining the fire of our prayer requires consistent communication with God, setting aside dedicated prayer time, exploring different prayer forms, and engaging in community. As we commit to maintaining a continual attitude of prayer, we experience a deepening of our relationship with God and witness a transformative power of prayer in our lives and in the lives of others. Let us nurture the fire of prayer, knowing that it is through consistent communion with God that we find strength, guidance, and intimacy with our Heavenly Father.